We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Sports Daily on a Friday. We laid out what is coming up on the show. That is what's on tap, courtesy of Side Pockets out of Tyler Crossing. Some news and notes before we get to Lee Sterling and make some ParamountSports.com picks. The Colts apparently have had several positive COVID-19 tests. I don't know what several is. I guess that's more than a few and less than a lot, but several.
Complex is closed.
Of course, yeah. Now, but the Falcons have reopened theirs a day after a positive test, so their game with the Vikings apparently is still on. So we will keep our eyes on that over the next hour and a half and see if anything changes. Let's go to the hotline now. Lee Sterling with us from ParamountSports.com. Had a winning weekend with us last weekend. He's got four more games plus his game of the week. Lee, let me ask you, first, the Bama-Georgia game, which you're going to give us here for free, would that be one, if we go to ParamountSports.com, that you would give your clients, or would you lay off of this in real life?
Probably lay off the
game. Okay, that's what I thought.
It's just one of these games you can't avoid talking about. It's just too much on the line, probably the game of the year.
Yeah, so what line did you get? What's the number? Because I saw six early. Okay. What are you going with?
Yep. So now it's 4.5. When the news came out that Nick Saban wouldn't be coaching, it went down to 4. Now it's settled back up at 4.5. So, 1.5. I can't remember. I was going through my records and seeing if a coach had been out, if the line had been affected. And I didn't see it by more than 0.5 anywhere. So, Nick Saban's probably worth 1.5. Maybe Bill Belichick's worth 2 points. So, right. It will have some factor. I mean, maybe going for it on fourth down, he probably calls the shots and allows them when to do the fake field goals or a fake punt or, a certain trick play. But bottom line, it's going to come down to blocking and tackling. Alabama, number two offense, 51 points a game against number two defense. Georgia allowing just 12 points per game. Georgia just able to stop the run so far. Auburn and Tennessee could do nothing. Forced into a lot of third long situations, and most college teams cannot, succeed hitting on three or four third and long situations going down the field. Alabama, I don't think they're going to run for like 250 yards against this defense, but their offensive line is superior. They have one of the top, I believe, two or three running backs in the country, in Najee Harris, and if they're able to get 125, 135 yards, that might be enough to open up the passing attack, and Mac Jones has got Jalen Waddle and Devonta Smith, probably the best duo of receivers going deep. And the question is, two questions here. Bama's defense, are they as bad as they've looked? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. They've got a lot of star players there, a lot of 4 and 5 stars. Maybe they weren't motivated. Maybe they're looking ahead to this game last week. And Stetson Bennett, I'm not sure. He can do it against the Tennessees and the Auburns. Can he do it against Alabama on the road? I'm not so sure. So I'm going to roll with Roll Tide, Alabama, 34-23.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Lee, BYU's intriguing. They may be the most quiet, silent partner in the top 25. So what do we really know about BYU? Are you buying? Are you selling? And interesting matchup with the Houston team that we kind of don't know a lot about yet, just simply because we haven't been able to see them because of the COVID issues.
So I think, could they beat a top 4 or 5 team? Probably not. But this might be the year, guys, where, you know, let's say an Alabama wins by double digits in this game, and they win by double digits in the SEC championship. They might only allow one SEC team, and maybe Clemson's the second. Maybe Ohio State's the third if they go undefeated. And they're not allowing a Big 12 team, I can guarantee you that. Not allowing a Pac-12 team in. They don't play enough games. So maybe BYU, if they go undefeated, has a shot. Maybe Houston, if they go undefeated. Now, both teams are talented. I mean, Clayton Tune for Houston, really good dual-threat quarterback. Zach Wilson, pro prospect at quarterback, 8 touchdowns, just 1 interception. Difference here, 2 things. Defense, BYU, 4 scoring and total defense. Their linebackers and DBs, they cover, they hit, and they wrap up. A lot of DBs, they just throw their body into the runner or the receiver. Their DBs, I mean, they wrap up. They don't let you get by very often. So they play assignment football. They do it well. They play at 110%. And they don't commit penalties and turnovers. Only 1 to 7 penalties in the 4 games. And Houston, 10 penalties in their first game. Houston has a lot of, I mean, skill guys that are going to be in the NFL. But they just do some dumb things. They'll line up offsides, late hits. And they consistently do it. I'm going to take the more disciplined team than the better defense here with maybe the better quarterback, BYU, 42-24.
What was that, 1984, the last time they were knocking on the door of national championship relevance or somewhere in there?
Or the 80s.
Well, they won it.
86,
it should have been Washington.
Right. Was that year, mid-80s, somewhere in there?
Don't remind me. Yeah. Miami went there in the first game and ran out of gas in the third quarter at the elevation.
All right. Yeah. And that game's tonight, too, by the way, that BYU-Houston game. So you can watch that one tonight.
That'll be good.
All right. Let's go to the pros here. Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com, 800-400-9741. He'll give you his game of the week. And I am really intrigued about the outcome of his game of the week. But we'll get to that in a second. Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Well, I guess we'll find out how good Cleveland is. Pittsburgh's laying 3.5, and it seems like Stefanski has saved Baker Mayfield from himself for a couple of games in a row. Can he continue that this weekend?
You know, that's the question here. It's only thrown 3 interceptions in the 5 games, and they're also the reason 4-1, another reason, plus 8 in turnover ratio. Pittsburgh, I thought, went through the motions last week on defense. They brought their C-minus, their D-plus game, just didn't have it. And Philadelphia, I mean, was going up and down the field late first and most of the second half. So they're going to have to put some pressure on the Cleveland quarterback, Baker Mayfield. They have 2 of 20 sacks in 4 games, averaging 5 sacks a game. And we, when Baker Mayfield's not playing with the lead, he's usually a different quarterback. He has trouble sometimes with the weak side linebackers, the strong safety doesn't see him in coverage, sometimes loses him. And if Pittsburgh gets up, they're going to apply that pressure, and this might be the game he throws 2 or 3 interceptions. And just love what they're doing, Pittsburgh, developing receivers. I mean, Chase Claypool's the next guy, 4 touchdowns last week. This might be the week that Juju, without double coverage, goes wild. I like Pittsburgh at home, 35-27. Yeah.
All right, Kansas City and Buffalo, interesting game. Should have been played on a Thursday night, now moved to Monday afternoon because that's 2020. But Buffalo was – were they disappointing a little bit, Lee, in the game to with Tennessee? And how does that set them up for Kansas City, which is laying 3.5?
So I think it's defensive front is the main problem. They have had some injuries at cornerback, and that's a little bit – has something to do with it. But their defensive front averaging 1 less sack per game from this year to going back to last year. And that extra split second is giving quarterbacks time to operate and also throw the ball deep. And their safeties, which have played really well with that extra half-second second, have not been able to get over and make plays on the ball. So I think it's a problem. You know, they lost a couple guys to injury there, so they don't have that 6-7-man rotation on the defensive front. And who better to take advantage of that weakness than Patrick Mahomes? You know, going back to pass or buying an extra second or two, it's a problem. I think there's a greater chance that Kansas City bounces back than Buffalo. And you know that Devin Singletary can't be happy that they were going after Le'Veon Bell. I like Kansas City here, 37-27.
Well, play better,
yeah, that's
man.
That's a good point, too.
Also, Tre'Davious White, they could really use him back. And
he's a game-time decision.
Okay, good to know. I think John Brown maybe at least practiced it in a limited capacity a day or so ago. So there's some injury issues to look to on Monday. Okay, your game of the week, and it's a dang good one. Green Bay and Tampa Bay, if you want it, go to ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741 because it's still Locktober, and two of the better quarterbacks either historically this year or both going at it, and Aaron Rodgers and Tampa Bay.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is only the third matchup. I figured they had to have squared off 7-8 times, but not the case. So everyone's going to be waiting for this game. You want to get this game, just call 800-400-9741. First 10 callers, we'll give them the game for free. And just keep rolling. 5 out of 6 winning weeks. We won last week. We hit our 45-unit play in the NFL. Now 49-15-1 going back the last 12 years on these 40-50-unit plays. So I know there's a lot of people who'd love to come on board, but maybe, you know, they aren't ready to make the commitment for a month or a season. Well, here's a way they can get involved. How about this? Okay. 7 games, $77. That's right. It's
nice.
An instant download. They don't have to call back Saturday or Sunday. The games are up and available. As soon as you purchase them, you get them all 7 with the ratings from 10 to 50 units. So I know if I can turn someone's $100 or $200 into $800 or $1,000, they're going to want to ride with me through the Super Bowl. So ParamountSports.com, try that 7 for 77 option. Also, we do the UFC. We've won 21 of 26 cards. We had another 45-unit selection there last week, 11-2 on our 40 to 50-unit selections there. So those are up and available also, 5 for 55. So everything's up and available. Just check us out, ParamountSports.com, or call 800-400-9741.
Fridays are funner with Lee in it. Thanks, Lee. Have a good weekend.
Thanks Lee.
Guys. You have a great weekend. Good talking to you, and stay safe.
You bet. All right, there you go.
Thank
Lee
you.
Sterling, ParamountSports.com with his freebies. He is 11-11 with his freebies that he's given us, and he has gone all chalk with Bama, BYU, Pittsburgh, and the Chiefs. And his game of the week is Green Bay and Tampa Bay. We will pick that one. We'll give you guys that one for free in our State Farm picks coming up. So that'll be, about 45 minutes from now with the State Farm rookie Paul Brooks. He will make his Sports Daily debut. Coming up next, the Cindio Twitter question has to do with the Chiefs, kind of. We'll explain when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.